This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. As we often do on a Monday morning, when things are actually working, well, we're going to kick the week off with Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. A great way for me to start my week.
Well, as long as it's working. But it is working. I got a new battery backup. Everything's been rewired and everything else. It's a lovely thing.
Yeah, you can't fight Mother Nature when she knocks your internet service provider offline. Goat entrails we have to sacrifice on a keyboard. Let's keep that up.
Well, I mean, you're not too far off on that one, are you? The problem was not the problem for the first 2 days was internet.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wednesday we happened, and then Thursday we had a power problem. So I've solved the power problem, and part of the internet issue would result from losing power because I lose power coming here, so
right.
The modem doesn't work and everything. So what am I going to do? I guess I need to find a secondary internet service provider, too.
Ooh, interesting. All right.
Yeah. Anyway.
Hey, before we talk about how we're going to get Kim on a treadmill to run like a squirrel and keep you on the air, congratulations on your article about Elon Musk being in the Washington Times.
That one, I was asked to write that, and it was sort of like when I was asked to write it, I was like, why? But I was, so, you know, I hope it came out legible.
Yeah, it was legible. The long and short, Elon Musk has some very strange finances going on in his companies, and he was talking about a stock deal, stock swap, equity. Yeah, it's not getting any cleaner. That news came out today.
Yeah, so I don't know if that makes me seem like Nostradamus or what. Whatever it is.
Came out last week, claim forethought.
There you go.
In contrast, I wrote 6 articles and did 7 interviews in the last 2 weeks. Those were on the faster training that I took, so about one a day. And you do 3 hours of radio a day. So, again, well done.
Well, I do 3 hours of radio a day when everything works. So
yeah. There you go.
When everything powers up, I'm here. I'm happening when that happens. And when it doesn't, well, I'm just sitting around being mad and angry and stuff.
Yeah, since it's typically terrible weather to knock you off there, it's not like, I can't work. I'll go bicycle and work out. Nah, it's hard at that time.
Exactly.
Speaking of things that don't work, did you check out the news from England where 10 people had been shot at a carnival?
I missed that. How did that happen?
Well, let's put it in bigger context.
Okay.
When has drug prohibition worked?
Never.
Nowhere. Where has gun prohibition worked? Not Mexico.
Same amount of places.
Not Brazil, not Chicago, not Britain, even though American socialists keep throwing gun prohibition at us. In this case, 10 people, including 2 children, were hospitalized after gunshots in Manchester. That was Sunday. The event was a multicultural celebration called Caribbean Carnival, and it looks like it got a little too authentic, including gunfire in the crowd. We don't hear about it very much. The U.S. media largely ignores Caribbean affairs. But those tend to be violent areas, even though they're also gun-free zones.
Right.
So isn't that funny? We have islands, the island of Britain, the islands in the Caribbean. If there were any place where gun prohibition should work, isn't that it? On an island. It's not like the excuses we hear in Chicago. Oh, the states next door have guns. That's why we have them here. It's an island.
Yeah, that sort of a casts shade on that one, doesn't it?
Doesn't it cast shade on that?
Well, the thing about it is, though, it's a perfect illustration of I hate it when life imitates art. But that part in Jurassic Park where Jeff Goldblum's character says nature finds a way.
Oh yes. Oh yes. Businessmen find a way. Now,
sure.
They may be illegal businessmen doing things for the crime syndicate, but ink on paper hasn't stopped steel moving across a border in a long time.
No, it's never going to. It's never going to.
And that, again, brought me back to thinking about our friend Cody Wilson, whose life is not simple. This guy's been sued more times by more heavyweights. I'm sort of impressed for someone who's scrupulously honest. He's kind of sets a record. If you don't know Cody, he's the guy who, 5 years ago said, here are these 3D printed guns. They're one-shot wonders, meaning I don't know that you'd get 20 rounds through them before they fatigued and cracked. But you could print them, and it's a gun, sort of, with all the great qualities of the old World War II Liberator pistols that were stamped out of sheet metal and barely worked, and you wouldn't want to fire it more than once anyway.
Right.
And then a Washington judge had the just gall to say this about it, that it did not create a military advantage by making those plans available to the world. And they've been available for the last 5 years.
Sure.
And then he goes, therefore, how could the government justify regulating this data? Well, the answer is because there's a possibility of irreparable harm because of the way these guns can be made. Close quote. I'm going, wait. You're saying, Judge, that an ordinary tool becomes extraordinary if you can make it at home. This is liberal doublethink. They are coming for your guns. When you can twist logic in a pretzel like that, they are coming for your guns. And I have to ask the infinitely practical question, why are 3D guns at all interesting? Because you and I can go to our local plumbing supply place and make things way more powerful, way more lethal. The guys in Australia
don't blow up on our hands.
Yeah, I like that part. The guys in Australia are making machine guns, the old grease gun, out of some sheet metal and some hardware parts.
Yeah. Have you ever seen the grease gun? You ever fired one? There's not a whole lot of difference between what they're making in Australia and what they issued me.
It's a pretty crude device.
Yes, it is.
I mean, other than
a lot of fun.
On the other hand, you can buy barrels, so the barrel's the only part that's really a high pressure component.
Right.
And you just go buy that.
Yeah. The whole idea that this is a thing. First and foremost, I see the pictures on the website. I don't care enough about them to go in there
On
Defense Distributed, where they show the pictures of the ARs and this, that,
right.
and the other.
Right.
I don't know which parts they are. Are they printing the whole gun? They're not printing the whole gun. They're printing just the lower receiver, right?
We'll talk after the break. We got 20 seconds. Their plastic gun is almost all plastic, including some of the springs for the trigger.
Anyway.
They put a piece of metal in it. No, even the so-called barrel, which is, a quarter-inch long piece of plastic.
But it is held together with metal screws, so it is not untraceable.
I think that was on purpose, yeah.
Yeah. We'll be right back. My guest is Rob Morris. We're talking all about kinds of stuff. This is Lock and Load. designed by a U.S. Army sergeant after a deployment in Iraq. This is Sheath Underwear. Sheath is a high-performance, high-functioning underwear. Segmented wear counts, reducing irritation and chafing. At home, in the car, on the field, in competition, or in combat, Sheath Underwear keeps you cool and allows you to focus on the task at hand. Sheath Underwear is dedicated to health, fitness, and style. Sheathunderwear.com. It will change the quality of your day-to-day life. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Did you know that safe drinking water is the second most essential human need? Don't take your water for granted. Know what you're drinking. Get a ProPure 10 in-home water test kit for just $20, a $39 value, and test for 10 different water contaminants and conditions. Takes about 10 minutes and works with most potable city and well water sources. No salesman will call. Order your test kit today and receive a $20 coupon good towards the purchase of a ProPure water filter system. Visit a participating authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, podcaster, writer, about all things, well, just what he was bringing up anyway. So,
all things freedom, isn't that right?
All things freedom. All things freedom. Yeah, what
there we go. I thought I was on the right show.
Yeah. Anyway.
We were talking about defense distributed.
Right.
Cody's got a quite the smorgasbord selection there. He's got 3D printed guns. He has home mini milling machines that will cut the receiver section, not the receiver, what I mean. Yeah, the receiver section of a...
It'll cut out the fire control part.
Right. The
They call that the ghost gunner. Little CNC machine.
Yes. And it will also, I think I've seen prints on that site for a bolt together version of an AR. Lower.
Right.
So the machining is you cut some sheet metal and blocks to fit and you pin it and bolt it together. So there's no 3D NC contouring. It's the easiest part. And it'd almost make a good high school project, I think.
Yeah, but I mean, like a bolt together AR-15 lower is actually, isn't that like horrible to consider? I mean, why would you want to make more moving parts out of something?
Well, they don't move. It's just that you don't have to cast or machine that lower. The point being, you're right. You and I would just go buy it as an entire gun. But right. The thought that, oh, we need to register long guns in California because that will disarm criminals is a liberal's satellite moment. You know, it's just silly. You can go to the hardware store, you can buy tools, you can make guns. Guns are not sophisticated devices. It's not like they, you know, bootlegged together and made an IC chip factory.
Right.
Integrated circuits are hard. Guns are easy.
Yeah, you know, for me, when I look at what he was doing with Defense Distributed with the 3D printed gun,
mm-hmm.
This was basically a conceptual, you know, flipping off at the gun control community, saying mm-hmm. there's really no way to stop this. And then, you know, back in, when was it 2013, I think it was, whenever it was initially yep. when he first broached the idea of these plans, they put the plans out, and then they were shut down, but the plans were out. And they went to all these file-sharing places, and they are out there.
Yes, they are.
And there's no pulling it back. And this is the same thing as trying to regulate an idea, which is
right.
No way to regulate it. So,
well, on top of that, do you ever dig into this part of the NRA convention? There are guys who make their own miniature firearms, like a half-scale Thompson that fires a 32 pistol cartridge.
Okay. Okay.
It's just like it makes the guys who put ships in a bottle look like a guy doing house carpentry. These guys are incredible. In some cases, they'll make a firearm so small they have to make the ammunition themselves. They're just stunningly creative. They're in a class all by themselves because they're sure. those are think of it as jewelry that happens to work. But to say some guy in L.A., we're going to disarm him rather than steal a gun, which costs less than getting it. A stolen gun costs less than buying one over the counter.
Sure.
We're going to do that because we're going to keep him from making it himself. It's just, you have to be a gun prohibitionist to think this makes sense.
Yeah, I guess that's true enough. So I don't know. I look at the stuff and it just makes me wonder about them, the gun prohibitionists. I mean, they really, truly haven't got a clue what they're against, do they?
Did you ever have a girlfriend that just made no sense and the argument went like, it's raining, and she goes, let's go to the movie. It's sunny, let's go to the movie. It's whatever it is outside, let's go to the – everything becomes an excuse to do what they want to do.
Right.
And that's pretty much the way I view gun control today.
Right.
Taxes are high. Taxes are low. The crime is high. Crime is – any headline is then followed with, and that's why we need more gun control. It rained outside. Well, you know, we can make that joke about global warming. Someday we will.
Yeah.
The same – I don't know. Do we want to dive in to some more illegal mayors with guns?
Well, we can. We got about 2.5 minutes, so we can certainly talk about one of them anyway.
Right. This again, the degree to which some politicians will twist facts, sometimes it catches up with them. A Georgia congressional candidate was charged with murder. This is the same gal who said, oh, no, guns need to be regulated. They're too dangerous for you guys to have. They just promote violence. So she takes her gun and shoots her campaign manager. I think they were having an affair. The police found him after he didn't show up for his other job. And they were doing a welfare check, and there's his body, and she, the candidate, turns herself in. Wow.
Well, it certainly proved to be more of a temptation than she could handle, right?
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Maybe that's long been a response that we made, that, look, when you say people shouldn't have guns, you're really talking about yourself.
Yes, they're projecting.
They're projecting, and... In this case, tragically true. Wouldn't it have been better had she said, I don't think I have the maturity to handle a lethal weapon? Good. Take your own advice. Oh, please. Please.
Well, that's, you
one
know,
more.
We're asking them to look introspectively at themselves.
And I guess they don't like what they see.
Well, I don't think they have the capacity to actually do it in an honest way.
Appearance is so critical, they need to twist that somehow?
Sure.
Wow.
But, well, I mean, they're constantly projecting that you and I can't control ourselves.
Is that because we find arrogance attractive in a politician? Because I think we see a disproportionate number of politicians who act that way. We've got another one to talk about in Dallas after the break.
Sure. Well, let's do that then. Rob Morse, of course, is a podcaster, the Polite Society podcast and the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is unique. And then a writer, Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured writer at Ammoland and also at ClashDaily.com. Plus all the other stuff he does. Busy day in Rob Morse's house. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News.
Today, the FBI fired agent Peter Strzok, whose anti-Donald Trump text messages prompted sharp criticism of the FBI and led to congressional hearings. Congressman Jim Jordan joined Fox News with his reaction to the firing.
It's about time. I mean, the American people deserve an FBI that's not biased. They deserve an FBI that's going to focus on the truth. Obviously, Peter Strzok wasn't that individual.
Authorities in Iowa held a press conference today regarding the disappearance of 20-year-old Molly Tibbetts. Authorities were once again rather tight-lipped as far as what details they would release regarding the case. Former D.C. police detective Ted Washington said there's also one other thing that troubled him.
The authorities are unwilling to give a timeline, and I think that would be essential for the public at this stage.
Washington said he believes that that would help the authorities with some more tips as to know exactly when Tibbetts was jogging. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to writer and podcaster, and now I guess we would call you a, you know, there's a lot of people that go around and get to be guests with a lot of people, that you know, the expert guest. Is that what you become? Have you become the expert guest?
What am I an expert at? I'll tell my wife.
Whatever they're asking you to talk about, I would presume.
Oh,
I mean,
if
you're doing seven of them a week, I mean, you know, that would be my presumption.
Yeah, that was after I took the faster class. Well, yes, to become an expert, find something that other people are either too busy doing or after they learn about it, they can't talk about it.
I don't think you understand how this works. I used to have a paid publicist who didn't get me 7 gigs in a week.
I don't know if it's sustainable, but yeah. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Anyway.
We're not making fun of anti-gun politicians. They're doing it themselves. We're just reporting the painful facts, and it is painful. We want our elected representatives to be honest with us.
Sure.
In every way. And when they stand up and are advocates for gun control, we want it to be their heart talking rather than their wallet. And unfortunately, too often they say whatever they need to get campaign money from billionaire Michael Bloomberg, one of the Bloomberg mayors for gun control. In this case, a Dallas city councilman, Mayor Pro Tem, he skimmed $500,000 in a kickback scheme. Now, this, if you took it from the general fund, I'm kind of, I don't know what their budget is in Dallas. wow, hundreds of millions, might be $1 billion for all I know. But this was out of a fund to buy safety backup mirrors for school buses.
Well, that was sort of a an allocated fund thing, I would think, and I'm sure it wasn't. It was probably just enough to do it because you know they never spending
multi-million dollar contract, but it was like the minority politician who skimmed a fund for minority students and then claimed that they were underfunded, and you're all wait, this. You would do that. You're that bold-faced a liar. Here's a guy who's saying we need to regulate guns. It's for the children's safety while you skim funds for backup cameras on school buses? Oh, that's breathtakingly corrupt. I couldn't have invented that. I think I'm a halfway decent writer. I sort of have an imagination. No way. Never would have thought of that. Not in a million years.
That your imagination can't take you. Well, you know, they say that, what is it, you know, that art imitates life sometimes. But I don't know.
It's the other way around. Life exceeds anything you've imagined. So this should be a drinking game. You know, it's the most insanely corrupt activities that you can imagine, like the anti-gun gang reform leader in Chicago being caught dealing guns on the side. And you're all, oh, yeah, that's another, just, my mental picture is I'm stuck there with something like an ice cream headache. I think about it and my brain cramps and I can't think straight. It's like, really? You are that twisted. Wow. It's it's like I say, it's going to have to be a drinking game. And maybe I think we might get better at it with practice as the night goes on.
Or drunker. We'd certainly feel like we were, right? We would feel like we were really good at it.
It's and to put all this in perspective, there was a recent kind of twisted article where someone had looked at gun owners and said, you know, they don't commit crimes. It's guys who steal guns. The guys with illegal guns commit crimes. You go, wait. So we agree that criminals use guns. Yeah, that happens. But the guys that buy them honestly virtually are never involved. Well, we won't say never because some of the guns are stolen and they didn't report them properly. And go, so are you advocating that we need to be harsher with people who are straw purchasers? Because then Chicago said they were going to get tough on straw purchasers. They made a big press release and they've prosecuted zero people this last year for that under the new, more strict sentencing guidelines and laws. Zero. Nada. No, we're not. No, we wouldn't advocate. No, not. So what are you saying? Guns are stolen and used in crime and criminals do it, but not you guys. You could call us honest. No, we could. The thing that was remarkable was how far you had to twist it to say guns are bad. You go, no, guns are. Honest gun owners are so far from the problem, we're a bunch of Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. And yet the media had to stand on its head to come up with a guns are bad article. It's just painful.
It is.
It's like, but go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I mean, it's all like, I reached out to somebody. I saw this guy. He's a videographer, and he's a very, very good one. And, I mean, I'm lucky that he even takes my phone call, right? Mm-hmm. And he had said something in a video I saw, which I found to be quite profound politically. And when he said it, my presumption was that he meant for it to be profound politically. So I called him up, and I invited him to come on the show. And he would not come on the show. Not because he doesn't like me, not because he doesn't like what I do, because of what he's afraid his friends would think if he was to come on a show about guns. And he told me that.
But he'll do videos, so he'll put himself out there. Okay, so he's managing his perception. Oh, that's too bad. We thought we found someone who was dedicated to truth. Huh.
Well, he's out there, and he's more than willing to broadcast the truth. But then when you get out there and say, are you willing to broadcast the truth with me? Then that becomes an issue, and it's because of being a gun owner. For all I know, he's a gun owner. He doesn't live in an anti-gun state. He lives in a fairly pro-gun state. So that part of it, and I mean, he has admitted that part of it, but in his profession, right?
Mm-hmm. He can't be seen as
pro-gun. And he can't even be seen associating with a pro-gunner. So
we've heard that from lots of people in Hollywood.
Sure. Yeah.
Ah.
I heard it today. I can't tell you in what context I heard it, because if I tell you, well.
Yeah, don't give it away.
Yeah. Well, maybe we can bring it up. We'll bring it up in the second segment so I can tiptoe around it. And
get a chance to think it through. You and I are on the air, so we get to speak our minds.
Sure.
How strange to be an actor and have to twist what you say in public so the rest of the industry will accept you.
You know, if you're like the gaffer or the sound guy, I mean, you got to, in that industry. So anyway, Rob Morse, of course, you know, he's a podcaster. He does the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, part of the ensemble of the Polite Society podcast. Also a writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, featured at Ammoland and at ClashDaily.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Buying a home should be one of life's best experiences, but today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher payments. And that can turn a great experience into an anxious one. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates. It's called the Power Buying Process. We check your income, assets, and credit to provide you with a verified approval, which can give you the strength of a cash buyer. Once verified, you qualify for our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days while you find your new home. Then, once you've found your new home, if rates have gone up, your rate stays locked. But if rates have gone down, your rate drops, and you get to keep that new lower rate. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Talking to Rob Morse from Polite Society Podcast, Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast, and all the things that he writes and everything. There is a company out there that supplies a lot of the anti-gunners with some of their stuff. You know, the anti-gunners don't want you to have a gun, but they like to make movies about guns.
Ah, okay.
And even those guys have to watch out what they're doing.
Isn't that, yeah.
To the degree that I can't really talk about them any more than that.
Yes. Yep. Like one of the firearms trainers in Southern California who goes, yeah, oh, you want to look like you know the trigger from the end where the bullet comes out, I'll train you up. But we can't really say that we're pro-self-defense. This is just a dance for the movies, and if you believe that. Right.
Right. So allow me to segue, because I just caught this, and I'm really getting tired of nothing happening about this, okay?
Hmm.
Did you see coming out of Charlottesville some of the Antifa, what they had to say when asked what they would do if the president showed up at this protest?
I did. Well, I saw the headline. Tell me what it said.
Well, a lot of them purport to want to kill him.
Right.
And I would murder him for the people, beat his, you know, we'd have to do him like Gaddafi.
Right.
I'd throw this bell at him. If I get a chance, I'd mess him up. One guy carrying a gun, not a gun, a knife. Another guy making a slapping motion. You know, first of all, I look at who these people are, and they're a bunch of dimwit kids.
Right.
And, you know, I back when I was in the military in the 80s, we had this song that came out called 19, which was where they talked about the average combat age of a combat soldier in Vietnam was 19. And I realize this age group is not the age group that I served with. It's not the age group that was 19 when you were 19. We're not, and Rob and I are not that, our generation. So, right. You know, at some point, I'm just looking at this idea, this attitude they seem to be so proud to exhibit. And I understand that one day we're going to have to be blowing some of these guys away. I mean, just plain and simple, they're going to come in because they think they have some sort of mandate to where they can do whatever they want, whenever they want. and we're going to have to deal with them.
Can I argue? Yeah, sure. I'm going to argue anyway.
Sure.
Hope you invite me back on. When I've spoken to military recruiters, they say they are extraordinarily impressed by the 18, 19, 20-year-olds they have coming in. He goes,
sure.
Man, I can. The guys that we get are awesome. They're here because they want to be. I can tell the homeschooled kids they're so squared away. He's almost afraid he's going to lose so many of them. They're going to be Mustangs. They're going to be in for a while and then end up sucked away from the enlisted corps to become officers.
Right.
So this generation is extraordinary. Both in its capability and its stupidity.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
We've achieved the diversity your mother warned you about.
Well, none of those people that would join the military would take part in be part of a black bloc mob.
Right.
And this is not about their race. They refer to as black blocs for some reason. I don't know why. But these guys out here, I mean, there's one guy in there that you and I would look at him and say, this dude's a peer. But he's not a very well put together peer, and getting out there and talking some of this smack.
And have you ever heard anybody even come close to mumbling that stuff in a training course you've attended?
No, of course not. No.
No. So I'm thinking they're going to Jack's Discount Hood training course, if they're going at all, or they're getting the FUD course. Yeah, my buddy down the street knows about guns.
Well,
he teaches how to take on the establishment.
Well, they're not even
really?
With weapons. They're not even with weapons. But the thing is, this thing about defaulting to violence, that's the last resort. Is the last resort. Getting out there and defaulting to, what would you do if you saw them? Well, first of all, the Secret Service needs to go in there, and they need to actually mobilize and go down there kitted up and ready to go. Not down there in their suits with their nice Ray-Ban Wayfarers. They need to go down there kitted up to, kick some fourth point of contacts out of joint and, say, hey, heard you wanted to kill the president. Just wanted to come down and talk to you about that. Now, put your hand against the wall before we knock your neck out of joint or something. And just show them that you don't do this kind of stuff, because this should never be allowed to become normal.
Right. And it's you and I think Hillary Clinton is a corrupt criminal.
Sure.
To the tune of millions of dollars, to the tunes of verified lives lost time over time. She has the conscience of a mafia boss. And yet these guys are, and yet I haven't said, hey, open field day, long guns at any time she's on a podium, take her out with a long shot.
Right.
I don't say that. I don't even feel that. I think that's inappropriate. We're supposed to try and use the soapbox and then accept the results. And these guys are saying, we didn't get what we want, let's go to guns. I'm going,
sure.
Oh, Sonny, this is, the water's way deeper than you think.
Yeah, well, they don't understand the price you pay when you...
Once that starts?
Yeah, when that becomes your way to go, you're now going somewhere that you can't come back from. You can't take it back.
And the crazy thing is, you can talk like that in Charlottesville, in New York, in L.A. If that ever happens, you're right. If it starts in Charlottesville, it could spread. And the frightening thing is, I was looking at a map the other day. You've seen maps like it before that show who voted red and who voted blue and how severe the concentrations are, how
right.
segregated we are. That was why we had this electoral college where each state is a pure Democratic vote. You win
sure.
by one state, you carry that state. But then we have this other system so that you don't just win New York, L.A., Houston, and call it Miami and call it good.
Right. Well,
yeah. Ooh.
These guys, the part about the Antifa that makes me wonder the most about them is they don't employ any critical thinking. They don't look at anything and say, I don't believe this, and I want to know the truth. They never think that. Somebody says something, and they're so willing just to go along behind them Yes. Let's do that. Let's do this. Let's kill them. Let's do that. Let's hurt this. Let's burn this. Okay. Have at it. But one day you're going to stray past the safety of your really safe leftist neighborhoods where,
isn't that interesting? Yeah. If you really feel that, hey, I tell you what, come have a rally in Dallas-Fort Worth or Waco and try that on.
Well, same thing with gun grabbers. If they're really against gun violence, go to Chicago. Get in the inner cities out there with their signs and, you know, get out there and, you know, protest against people using guns for the wrong reason.
Particularly after dark, maybe on a Friday night.
Yeah. Now, I would almost respect that one.
I would too. Well, bless his heart, that's Maj Touré right down to the core.
Yeah, but Maj Touré is pro-gun, and he understands. He lives in the real world.
I know, but he'll go there and say, stop killing each other. Yeah. We want you honest people to stand. You know, he and Ken Blanchard and Rhonda Azell, they're there fighting that fight. Bless their hearts.
Every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
No days off.
For them, they didn't coin the term Black Lives Matter. They just go out there and actually do the work. So.
They live the phrase rather than talk it.
That's right. That's right. So anyway.
Hey, I did make reservations for Chicago. Have you decided whether you're going to go?
I'm not going.
Ah!
I'm not going to Chicago.
Well, yeah.
I had a discussion. I had a discussion with somebody about that over the weekend. I was like, why would you have it in Chicago?
Well, to say thank you to the guys in Illinois who are knocking themselves out, facing the with their finger in the dike, facing that firewall.
Yeah, well, I agree that thanking them is a good thing. Well, we'll have to pick this up the next time.
We'll pick it up.
Yes, we will.
Thank you, Bill.
Yes, sir. Check Rob out on his various ways, the podcast, the writing, all the stuff that he does. He's out there so many ways you can't avoid him. Coming up next is Dean Weingarten, finally back. Our number two is Inbound. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Offering the largest selection of knight armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.